seasons, this is also a decision. You get to go home early, Richard.
I'm trying to get you back closer to schedule, but I'm not quite succeeding. Thank you. Okay. So 220-415-070, the WAC dealing with the moose seasons for the coming year. Let's see. Oh, here we go. A map showing all of the areas in which we hunt moose. All of them are in our Region 1, Districts 1 or District 2, except that we've borrowed one unit, the furthest east unit from Region 2 there, to be part of that northernmost moose unit. And let's see. I'll call your attention just to a couple of areas where we'll make, where we're proposing some very minor changes. And those have to do with the two game management units that are in the circles there, 121 Huckleberry and 117 49 degrees north. And oh my gosh, I'm starting to learn the names and numbers of these units. It's coming. It's you know, it's kind of scary. It's too many things to keep in your mind. I think it's better to look at a map. And also the little box refers to, the Parker Lake unit within 117, which is a special area that we have an agreement with the military on. And those are the only places we're proposing changes for this year with moose. And these are based in sort of old-fashioned impressions that our biologists have from time they spend on the ground, from information they get from hunters coming back from previous years. It seems like 117, we know that moose are declining in general, but they seem to be declining less, or perhaps not at all, in 121. There does seem to be a more serious decline in 117. So to keep the hunter success something closer to what we would like it to be, we're proposing a very minor reduction from 15 to 12 in both the early and late seasons for, these are for, I believe, antlered bulls only in 117, and a similar increase of four animals in both the early and late seasons for the huckleberry, which seems to be an area that people come back and are still telling us we see lots of moose. You may wonder why we know so little. We did publish a paper about a year ago now on the number of moose throughout all of Northeast Washington. The mechanics of doing that and the statistics are so wobbly that it's not possible to drill down from those estimates to say, well, if you know how many are in all of East Washington, why can't you tell us how many are in Huckleberry or how many are in 117? It doesn't work that way. We would be really on shaky statistical ground to do that. So while I would love to tell you we had estimates for that, we do not and are unlikely to get them. We're continuing to get trend information. We're working on our ability to understand how the moose population will respond now that it's in decline, but we don't have population estimates at this point for these kind of small areas. That said, we do think these are reasonable small changes to be making. And then the Parker Lake special area, we've been only hunting that for about 3 or 4 years in agreement with the military, and they've informed us that there's logging activity going on this summer and fall that they think would impact both the moose use of that area and the hunter experience. It's a very small area, and just because of concerns with resource conflict, we're proposing that we suspend those hunts temporarily for this year with the expectation that we can probably bring those hunts again when that logging activity has completed. And we just changed the wording a little bit in the WAC on that Parker Lake, since it's nested within 117, and the wording could be interpreted if you wanted to say, well, I've got a permit for 117, that means I can hunt in Parker Lake. And we tried to do what we could to clarify that wording so that it was clear that only if you have a Parker Lake permit could you hunt in that area, due to our sensitive agreement with the military in that area. Those are the only changes I'm proposing for moose.
Mr. Thorburn.
So understanding, and you've presented it to us often, how difficult it is to get a sense of the moose population. Harvest numbers, I would imagine, since our harvest is so small, aren't helpful in terms of population estimates.
Well, they're not helpful in terms of a straightforward index.
Yeah.
However, knowing the ages at which animals die can be useful. And that's one reason that we have continued to encourage and sort of put a full court press, as it were, on our hunters to return the teeth. That's where we get ages. And it's somewhat coincidental you mentioned that, because we have decided to continue to work on that and see if those information on ages that animals die, combined with the study that we've done separately, where we know something about survival and we know something about recruitment and pregnancy rates, all those kinds of things we can't combine into a model that will help us monitor how the moose population is doing. And so we are moving forward on that. Yeah.
And then you tried a citizen science approach that I think you mentioned was not particularly successful, but is it worth continuing and tweaking to with the spring reporting on the website? Yeah.
The citizen science that we do, yeah. It's actually in the fall.
A fall, okay.
Yeah. We select the period September through November, okay, as the time when we think that the general public could most reliably distinguish males from females. And that's important, because if we really want to know is how many calves we're seeing relative to the number of females, but if the males don't have antlers, that can confuse things. So yeah, we are going to continue that. I think it's not that expensive. I think some people find it an interesting exercise. The trouble we deal with is trying to understand biases in reporting that can occur, either because where people see moose is not necessarily representative of where all moose are, or because they remember to report when they see something but not something else. So we struggle with that. I think that's probably an inherent bug feature of the data, but we're going to continue to collect it at least for another year or two. But we do have some qualms about the quality of it, well, its ability to inform us in an unbiased way.
Yeah, but with time, those biases might declare themselves and equal out, it seems like. So, maybe.
If the commission decrees that from henceforth biases shall all declare themselves, I shall be very happy.
We get better at understanding the biases, shall I say?
Would you like to make a motion?
Are you getting tired?
Please, make a
motion. Oh, you want somebody else? Okay, go ahead.
I'm ready. I move to adopt WAC 220-415-070 as presented.
I'll second.
Mr. Smith, seconded. Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Well done, Doctor.